Regulation. Fourth, we will continue our progress in providing jobs for America, concentrating on a major new program to provide training and work for our young people, especially minority youth. It has been said that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. We will give our young people new hope for jobs and a better life in the 1980s. And fifth, we must use the decade of the 1980s to attack the basic structural weaknesses and problems in our economy through measures to increase productivity, savings, and investment. With these energy and economic policies, we will make America even stronger at home in this decade, just as our foreign and defense policies will make us stronger and safer throughout the world. We will never abandon our struggle for a just and a decent society here at home. That's the heart of America. And it's a source of our ability to inspire other people to defend their own rights abroad. Our material resources, great as they are limited. Our problems are too complex for simple slogans or for quick solutions. We cannot solve them without effort and sacrifice. Walter Lippmann once reminded us, you took the good things for granted. Now you must earn them again. For every right that you cherish, you have a duty which you must fulfill. For every good which you wish to preserve, you will have to sacrifice your comfort and your ease. There is nothing for nothing any longer. Our challenges are formidable, but there's a new spirit of unity and resolve in our country. We move into the 1980s with confidence and hope and a bright vision of the America we want, an America strong and free, an America at peace, an America with equal rights for all citizens, and for women guaranteed in the United States Constitution. An America with jobs and good health and good education for every citizen. An America with a clean and bountiful life in our cities and on our farms. An America that helps to feed the world.